Welcome to a very special edition of the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us for day two as we celebrate the Voice of the Prophets Network. Our special guests today are Bishop Ron Webb, Dr. James Tan, Pastor James Levesque, Pastor Joe Campbell, our special musical guest, Dylan McAllister. Our co-hosts today are Ricky Baker, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yeah, hello,
you almost
everyone.
Missed Ricky there.
Well, I think Ricky was Mondo and Mondo was Ricky.
That's right. That's what happens when you're brothers.
Oh, boy. It's kind of like at home, you know, when you name all the kids and all the dogs. They're just trying to get one of their names.
One. Hey, at least we made it past buttons.
Yeah.
It used to be the dogs, then Ricky, then the other dog, then me.
Yeah.
Well, now true. It's Ricky, me, or
true.
Rick,
yeah. When you have a lot of kids, I mean, you just have to go through
family.
All their names. You know, you just are trying to get that one that you need to
do. It keeps the mind sharp, though, having to remember all the names.
So yeah, it's great to have you, honey.
I appreciate that. Thank
we
you.
Love you.
You just had a baby boy.
He's 7 weeks old today.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's so precious.
His name is Luke Orson Baker.
What's his name?
Luke Orson Baker. Whoa. Orson is your middle name.
Yeah.
So I said, can I borrow that?
Isn't that neat that he, that was so awesome.
Nobody's ever named anybody Orson.
That's Orson. Well, Ricky and Brooke did.
My mother did because it was Orson Welles, was the famous actor at that
absolutely.
Time. You know, and so I'm James Orson Bakers, and I never told anybody my middle name is Orson.
It's so funny.
But you named your little boy second name Orson.
That's right.
And his first
and right
name
after that happened, I had to change all my security codes because my whole life, no one knew what your middle name was. I used Orson, but now I had to go and change them all. So.
Oh, that's great.
But he is a beautiful boy.
He is.
He has the anointing of God on him, too. He's a peaceful little man, but he's going to be a fireball preacher one day.
Amen.
I love it. I believe that. Amen. And your daughter is beautiful.
That's right. She started school. She started preschool. And,
so darling.
You know,
how old
is she?
She's 2 years old.
And started school?
Oh, started preschool. That's right.
At a Christian, classical
private,
Christian.
That's right, a private Christian school.
We believe in that, don't we, Pastor?
Well, the Bible says to raise a child up in the way that they should go. And so I actually stand on that. We believe in that. And I, you know, thank you for encouraging us to always do that with our children, is push them in the way of the Lord and let the Lord guide them from there.
Amen. What do you think about what they're teaching our kids in school? Aren't you worried about that?
I'm very concerned because the enemy is targeting the next generation.
Absolutely.
And that's what this whole scheme of things is all about, is to pollute the minds of our
children. I mean, who ever thought we would get to the point where they're out there fighting to teach sex education to kindergarten, second and first, third graders? Who would ever dream of that?
Yes. Because the enemy knows that his time is short.
Yeah.
And the Bible said hell has enlarged her mouth. So now they're going after the next generation.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what, people, you better vote for Jesus. You better vote for people who stand up for the gospel, for the Bible.
Yes.
There's only one foundation for morality. Right. It's the Bible.
Amen. Right.
The Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. You know what I've decided I want to do?
What?
My goal is to become a Bible thumper.
Oh, God.
Amen.
I like it.
So we don't want those Bible thumpers around. I want some Bible thumpers around. We need some preachers who thump the Bible.
Right. Oh, man.
I bet you thump the Bible once in a while.
Well, I thump it and I throw it. I throw it at the devil. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
But, Pastor, I know we're just getting into the show, and we're going to talk about the legacy seed. And
that's
I know
right.
I'm jumping in a little early.
This is our telethon.
But what's important is This is what this legacy seed is all about. On our show yesterday, Dr. Tan alluded to about the next generation. And so that's what legacy is all about. It's not just for us. I want my children and my grandchildren and my children's children to know God. And I just really sense that this is so important on this legacy seed, because it's just not about this generation, but it's about the generations to come. Our children.
Lord,
our children.
That is
talking about legacy and generations, it's important to understand that you have seed, time, and then harvest.
Right.
And so the process begins with seed, but there is this thing in between seed and harvest called time.
That's right.
And so what we're doing now will somehow, somewhere, by the grace and the mercy and the miraculous life that can only come from God, be a harvest for a future generation.
Oh, that's good.
Amen.
You're covering the seed.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes we talk about Jezebel. She was a prophet killer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But nobody talks about her daughter, which is Athaliah.
Oh.
She's a prophet killer. And the Bible says that she had summons to kill all the boys, the royal seed, so that she can remain queen. But the scripture said they tuck one away. They hid one away. I feel my preacher coming now.
Praise.
Praise God. They tuck one away in the bed chambers, which was Joash. Praise God, to let the devil know that you can't have them all. And I believe this show today is going after those children, and it's a legacy seed to let the devil know you cannot have the next generation that's coming. Yeah. We're covering this.
Okay. This network stands for life.
Yes.
It stands for Jesus Christ. It stands for salvation.
Yes.
We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we must stand strong, people. America, our president has said, we are not a Christian nation. And it's true. It's true. I have the numbers written down here that we have right now in America, 64% of America is Christian. 64%.
Say they're Christian.
Say they're Christian. Mm-hmm. It was...
In 1990, it was 90%.
I don't know, when my sister Don and I were kids, it was probably 95% or more.
This comes from the Pew Research. Mm-hmm.
And so, and it says by the time we get to 2070. There will be 35% Christian in America. Wow.
People are no longer identifying. This research tells you that the identification in 1990 was higher than what most people thought. Today, people are not identifying the way they did in 1990. There's a shift. There's a change that has taken place. And a lot of you were talking about that, you know, there's a battle over time right now. And in order to win that battle of time, you have to almost go back to linguistics, because if they can change the linguistics of a culture, now society changes with so many things, with the values, changing language. That's why you're seeing the battle over time and the battle over language, because if they can, if they listen, I'm trying to take my time here, because if they recognize that they can change language, now they can colonize you with new values, new faith system, new economic plans, and it all begins with the language change of the society and the culture. Now you're seeing the change in the vocabulary of, I identify as this now, I identify as that. Now the battle over time is what we have to contend for. This is why this telethon is here. We're battling over time, the airwaves, and everything that we're talking about. And I want to tell you something. We have a video that you sent message for us to be ready and have ready for you to watch. Can we roll this to show the people what you saw? This is alarming. So pay attention, write notes, watch this.
And what was so shocking about it is that this was on secular TV. This was not a Christian show. So, Jim, when we're watching,
it's probably the
most news, and here,
outstanding piece of material to come from secular television in history.
Amazing.
This is Pete Hegseth.
Yes. Yes.
Let's roll that right now.
Well, how long will we be one nation under God? An alarming study by Pew Research found that Christianity could possibly become a minority religion in the United States as early as 2045. Look at these numbers. In the 1990s, 90% of adults identified as Christians. Then in 2007, it dropped to 78%. And most recently, only 64% say they are Christian. Our nation's faith is diminishing at an alarming rate. The question is why? I believe we have only ourselves to blame. I often hear parents and grandparents say, I worked hard so that my kids would live better than I did and have what I didn't have. Somewhere along the line, we stopped prioritizing Christianity in our homes and within our families. We took it for granted. I know I did for far too long, assuming that the faith of our forefathers would just self-perpetuate. So Christian schools shrunk, church attendance plummeted, prayer outright banned in public life. Christians allowed this to happen in exchange for convenient and godless public schools, vapid and decadent entertainment, and endless rabbit holes of social media. Instead of raising our kids to be Christians, learning and living according to the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, we outsourced our values to an increasingly godless culture, schools, and media. Here's what I know. Every time I enter church on Sunday, I know I need to be there. I'm reminded of my fallen, sinful nature. I reckon with the fact that human perfection is impossible, that I fall short and will always fall short. I am not perfectible, I am not enough, and I am not God. I need forgiveness, I need grace, and that only comes from Jesus Christ on the cross, dying for my sins and the sins of all mankind. His resurrection is my salvation and yours. Now you might ask, why does this matter? Faith is one thing, politics another. That's not true. And our founding fathers understood this. They built our system knowing two key things, among others. First, men are not angels. We are prone to power consolidation, to greed, and to pride. Always have been, always will be. Hence, they built a system of checks and balances, separation of powers, equal justice, and not a pure democracy. Instead, a constitutional republic predicated on the fact that our rights come from God, not from government. Second, our founders believed, and they said it time and time again, that the viability of our system relied on religious faith. Here's John Adams. He wrote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of another." When we fail to pass these timeless truths, based in human nature, to the next generation, as this poll is revealing to us, we create future citizens who think government should be all-powerful because government can create utopia on Earth. Kids think man is perfectible if only government did more, redistributed more, controlled more, equalized more. Then we start to fall for schemes, like there are 100 genders, not two. Let's do racism in the name of anti-racism. Imperfect founding fathers must be canceled, not studied. 1776 is outdated and racist. 1619 is our real founding. The Bible, old, outdated, and regressive, not the inspired word of God. And the less we teach our kids, the less we lead them, the more our kids are unequipped to defend their Christian faith, defend Western civilization, defend real human progress, and ultimately defend America. Instead, with their heads in their phones, our kids default to the comforts of modern life, never considering the wisdom, the risk, the conviction it took to forge this American experiment in human history, in human freedom, unlike any other. Can't talk about God in school, can't talk about God at work, can't talk about God in Hollywood, and except for this network and a precious few other places, certainly can't talk about God in the media. It's on you, it's on me. It's on parents and grandparents in large ways and small to fight for a godly, if imperfect, nation. Church pews, dinner tables, nightly prayers, guarded hearts, faith-filled schools. Pray for revival. We need it more than ever. Charlie Kirk is the founder of Turning Point USA. Charlie, you see the numbers. What do we do?
Well, first of all, Pete, preach. That was awesome. And that one of the most important monologues I've heard in quite some time. Seriously. You know, there's two things we as Christians have in common. We believe there is a God, and we are not him.
Yes.
And when you believe those two things, all of a sudden that orients your government views, your political views, your philosophical views. It's very important. You don't try to play God. You yep. separate powers. You believe in checks and balances. So what do? Boy, we have to pull the fire alarm now. America has become profoundly less religious and less Christian for a lot of different reasons. One of the reasons, though, Pete, is I believe that American institutional Christianity has been far too focused on bigger buildings and bigger budgets and not enough on preaching the Word of God clearly and concisely like you just did. Institutional incorporated American Christianity, I think, has decided to try to be part of the world instead of speaking truth into the world. And so right now, we need to pull a fire alarm and say, for our civilization, for our children, and for the kingdom, if we do not reverse this trend, we're going to see something that will be so unrecognizable, so horrific. And for all the doubters out there, they say, oh, I'm so tired of hearing about religion. You live in a civilization that was founded by courageous and religious people. You live in yes. a civilization where the Bible was the basis of all of it. Maybe instead of scoffing at it, you open up a history book and understand that the Bible and Judeo-Christian values built the greatest civilization ever to exist.
It's undeniable. And when you try to strip away religion, inevitably, Charlie, they replace it with another one.
That's exactly right. And with a secular humanist religion. Look, this is a very important thing. As America has become more secular over the last 40 years, America has become less free, less happy, more anxious, more depressed, more medicated. When you remove God and the idea of God, something not so good will take its place. We need a revival in our country. Well done, Pete.
Powerful.
Is that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
That's some secular news.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, those two men have a target on their backs.
Yeah.
They'll work. Do everything possible, especially after this speech,
wow,
to destroy them. What did you think, Pastor Joe?
I am blown away.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm old school. We used to preach about answering the call and going into the mission field and going in and evangelizing our neighborhoods right. and things like that.
Right.
You don't hear a lot of people talk about that anymore. We need to start hearing the voice of God in this time and answering the call. Because if we answer the call and we respond to the call, we'll win our neighbors and our friends and our family and our kids, and we'll be the evangelist
yeah.
that we're supposed to be and the missionary we're supposed to be. We've stopped doing that, and we've depended on other people, and we need to go back to hearing the voice of God.
Yeah, in many cases, we've replaced answering the call with discover your true self.
Oh, yeah, that's
you
right.
Find
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, to find yourself.
It's a war
yeah.
on truth.
Define your war on truth.
Right. It is. Yes.
It is.
And I feel
like this is
an hour that yeah. the church has to really rise up.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, sometimes I look
fire
at all the separating that's taking place. I mean, if you look at 2020, it was basically a failed fire drill for the church, right? I mean, we saw clearly mm-hmm. what the church really was. And thank God for ministries like yours that's preparing people. Yeah. There's a war in the classroom. There's a war in the church. And I believe that this is an hour to raise a standard.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Believe that's why God has given us the Voice of the Prophets Network.
Yeah.
Because it's time to put real truth out there.
Yes.
We're applauding truth that we just heard on Fox. But
right.
how many Christian networks aren't preaching truth right now? How many people have watered down their message to be light right. and won't call sin, sin, and sickness what it is, and judgment what it is? And so I'm so grateful because I feel like part of what's happening here is a clarion call
yes.
back to truth
Amen.
That we would win the war on truth. And that's what
right.
I feel like we're investing in right now.
We've got to keep this network on the air.
It's going to happen.
When I was a young man, there was no Christian networks.
Yeah.
There
wow.
was no Christian television stations.
Wow.
Pat Robertson.
Right.
Bought a little station in Portsmouth, Virginia. Hi, Portsmouth. We're on the air there right now. But Portsmouth, Virginia, and that's where CBN started. And I went there to join with him, and we built the network with him. And I went from there to California, where I started TBN. And then I started PTL in Charlotte. And so there wasn't Christian television. History doesn't report it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But probably the greatest revival in the history of America was during that era where Christian television began and it swept the nation.
Yes.
And millions by count.
Yes. Mm.
I personally have won 10 million to Christ.
Wow. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But millions have were won to Christ because of television.
Come on.
Yes.
And the devil's tried to kill it from the first days it opened.
Come on.
And I'm hoping to, on my last year on earth, I hope to write the book. And not just, I got several, but the last one that I want to write. The last one I want to write is I want to write how they came to destroy me and why they came and the whole story. Because the lies are out there and it's just not true. They just don't get it.
Right.
I mean, there's some truth in it, of course. And I made some mistakes. But the thing of it is, I was one of the first ones to experience cancel culture.
Mm. Right, right.
And every agency, pastors, every agency almost of federal government came versus Jim Baker.
Wow.
Right, right. Yep.
All the agencies you hear him talking about today, they all came. Mm-hmm. And they took my tapes and they re-edited them and made me say things that I didn't say.
Right.
And we showed them in court after I was out of prison. I had a trial again. They put me on trial a second time. Mm. And when the jury saw those tapes of the government of the United States of America that had edited them.
Wow.
They were shown the show as it really was, and then, you know, showed them as the federal government edited them.
Right.
And they just couldn't believe it.
Right.
And they declared that I was not guilty.
Amen.
Wow. Of any crime.
Amen.
And I don't plan to talk about that a whole lot, but that I just feel like people need to know.
Yes.
What you see in America started a long time ago.
Right. Mm.
The anti-God people, the anti-Christ people are trying to take over.
But the tricks of the devil haven't changed.
Right.
No.
They're still trying to take you off the air.
Yeah. That's right.
But you know what? That's why we need to be on the air.
Yeah.
That's why we need to be proclaiming, because we are a Christian nation. We are a Christian nation, even though they say... And I go back to what we say. You get what you say. I'm saying we are a Christian nation. Amen. We're one nation under God, and we need to proclaim that to our children and our children's children. And we need to let everybody know that we're standing for God.
You know, you could be sued for saying that.
Well, I don't have anything, so it don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor Jim, there's something that always comes to my mind whenever I think of the Voice of the Prophets Network is because you all bring all streams of prophetic voices.
Right, you're right.
And you make a platform available, and you make airtime available, and you bring them from different streams so that the voice of the Lord and the word of the Lord can have free course.
Right.
And that's something that the enemy fight, the Lord really been teaching me, how over there in Genesis 10, because the people spoke one language, and they intended to set their one language
unity
against the things of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
God said, you know, just because you're united together that way, they can do anything they accomplish.
And so
what God did was he didn't confuse their minds, he confused their language.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
But then you fast forward to the time of restoration that we live in.
Wow.
Acts 2.
Right.
Ooh, there come a mighty rushing wind in the room, and the one language from heaven was restored to the church.
Right.
And in speaking that one language, in praying in the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
In allowing for the Spirit of God back into our lives and our communities.
Yes.
We allow for the no impossibility to come back to us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what the voice of the prophet is. It's a room of one voice.
Yes.
It's a room of the wind of the Spirit. But it's also a room where individual flames, like in Acts 2, where individual flames set on each and every one of us.
Yes. My
goodness. And we burn bright, and that's what the voice of the prophet. That's why it has to go on and be on the air.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's what the legacy offering is about.
We're down to just a few days to save the network, and we need help. Mm-hmm. And I believe we can do it. I really, really believe we can
in
do
the
it.
One voice.
You all believe that?
Yes, we do.
And our partners believe that. Can I give you some praise report?
Yes. Amen.
I believe that in hearing the praise report, it will build your faith. And listen, as you're hearing these names and the seed offerings that are being sowed, I want you to go to the phone right now, 1-888-988-1588. But let me give you a praise report from Miss Elva Lutz City. $10,000 donation.
Awesome.
Let me give you another one from Mr. Ronald from Clinton. $2,500 donation coming in. This is people that believe in the Voice of the Prophets Network. Gary and Karen donating $1,000 here from Blue Eye. Frank and Arlene are $1,000. Listen, a miracle is taking place. You got to get in it. Call right now, 1-888-988-1588. That's the number. If you prefer to go to the website, go to jimbakershow.com. Get your donation in right now. Let me give you another one from, let me see over here, Columbus from Priscilla, donation of $1,000 right now. Another one. You want to read some? Because I know there's a lot of them coming
in. We have Pamela all the way from Delaware, $100. Sandra in Pueblo, Colorado. Love Colorado. $120. We have Charlotte, Aurora, Colorado, right outside Denver, is $125. And the list goes on and on.
Well, here's
Cindy
one.
Cindy from Somerset, New Jersey, $500. So thank you, everybody.
I have $1,000. From Winchester, and I have from Roanoke, $1,000. From Benton City, $1,000. From Ridgeway, $1,000. From Russianville, $1,000. And from Ridgeway, from Salem, $1,000. From Leesburg, $1,000. From Colorado Springs, $1,000. Flint, Michigan, $1,000. This is the network all over the country. Going Port Orange, $1,000. And It just goes on and on. And I want to thank all the people here in the building that gave $1,000.
Yes.
Listen,
so
we
many.
Want to agree with you. Pastors, one of you pray, release the anointing. Oh, listen, this is the time. I keep hearing this word from Pastor Begley. He said, vital is the hour for the voice of the prophets. And several of you keep saying the word, it is vital, it is vital. Let's partner together.
Yeah, here's the word I felt when before we started. That there's pastors watching. You know, we're pastors. There's something about a building anointing that is on Pastor Jim in this ministry that I believe needs to come on your life today. And so if you're a pastor watching this, or maybe you're a ministry leader, maybe you're an author, whatever. Look, God has called us. He's designed us to build. And I've not been around a man of God that's built more than this mighty man of God in this network. And it's just begun. And I believe that if you're watching today, God wants to release an anointing on your life to build. Come on, pastors. I've planted 50 churches. We have ministries all represented here. Just stretch your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for an anointing to build. I thank you that you're expanding territories today. You're releasing vision today. You're increasing our capacity today. And God, we partner with what you're doing on this earth. We partner with not only what you've done, but what you're going to do. And we thank you that the latter rain will be greater, that the glory of the latter will be mixed with the former in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As you prophesied that right now, I feel so strongly that there's a contractor watching this telethon.
Hallelujah.
And you don't usually, you're usually working, but some reason you're at home watching Jim Baker show. And you hear me say this, I need a contractor to come here. I need several contractors, really. We've got land to build on. It's time to build the homes here. People want homes. Every home that gets built here gets sold.
Hallelujah.
They're all sold. They're all sold.
Like a week.
Yeah.
Grandma Shar passed away, and her house sold the first day it was out on the market.
And that, down in the valley, same thing.
Yes. I'm believing that there will be pastors who will start giving monthly, churches that will start giving monthly.
Yes,
that's because the purpose of a local church is to reach out.
Yes.
And what better way of reaching out than through the medium of the PTL network?
I don't know how it's going to happen, but God has spoken to me that all these studios we have here, and we have beautiful studios here for television, that the prophets were going to be coming here to tape their TV shows. They're going to be coming here. Yeah. And we're going to make it available to the prophets to tape their shows here and they have headquarters here. So this is going to be a place that every night there's going to be prophets speaking on Gray Street and whatever else we do. We've got a lot of things in mind to do.
I feel like there's people that want to give, but they say in their mind they can't give. But the Bible says that God gives seed to a sower.
That's right.
If you're a sower and you choose to give, you can ask God to give it to you, and God will give you the seed to sow. And I tell you what, if you're faithful to sow, God knows who you are.
Yeah.
And the Lord will speak to you, and he'll give you the ability to give in a way that is greater than anything you could ever think or imagine. Yeah. And it comes back in that same way because it stretches your faith to believe. And watch and see what God does.
Yes.
Pastor Joe, there's an activation.
Activation,
and after Pastor James released that prayer about a building's anointing, I just keep hearing this, and it's being spoken verbatim, is that there are men of God, there are pastors, and you're saying you're at a standstill. But since you've heard this word, there's an activation, and there's an expansion in the kingdom of God. And I just keep hearing that legacy seed.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when we were at the old studio.
Studio City.
Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to leave after the taping that day, and you said, "Do you have a few minutes? I want to take you somewhere. I want to take you." You brought us out here, and I was wondering, where in the world are we going? And when we pulled in here, you were quiet for the whole trip here. You didn't say a word, and you just kind of leaned back in the front seat. And the moment Jerry Crawford pulled in here, you said, "Here it is." And I was thinking, here's what. All I saw was, you know, trees.
Right there.
A swamp. And
it didn't have that building, what you're seeing right there.
No. It was just a field.
It was
big field.
I mean,
trees.
It was trees.
Lots of trees.
And mud, and, you know. And we drove around, and you said, "And Morningside will be here."
Yeah.
And I'm sitting back like a little kid watching your hands go up in there.
Yeah.
And you said, "And Grape Street will be here, and condos will wrap around it." Yeah. And I said, "Wow." And then you said, "Let's go down here in the valley. Mm-hmm. The tabernacle's going to be here."
And it's there.
That's right. And you said, a theme park and then Lori's house and some other things. I mean, all of these things, it was nothing.
It was nothing.
But a field with sticks, and now it's mansion and bricks. Come on, somebody. Yeah. You know, but God, you saw it before you saw it.
Yeah.
And so everyone that have connected, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, there's a law of connection.
Amen.
There's a law of connection, and there's an activation. Yeah. Every time I've come to this place, whether we sat on the show and minister on the show or minister here in this auditorium or a studio B, you know, doing shows, preparing shows, always go back pregnant with something.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, there's a birthing. Yes. So as you all were speaking for pastors, what a great time to sow. And not just pastors, but businessmen and businesswomen. I just heard that. Entrepreneurs. God's getting ready to activate some things in the spirit realm.
Yes, amen.
I believe that with all my heart.
Yes. It's
happening.
And I believe the best is yet to come.
Amen. Yeah.
And I believe I could live to be 100 if I have to. But I'm hoping my family will help me and all the pastors here.
Yes, yes.
And all these people that are on this set today are a regular part of this ministry. And I want you to sow that seed today. That $1,000 gift if you can.
Yes.
$10,000 if you can.
Come on.
$100,000 if you can. Or whatever you can give.
Amen.
Together, we're going to see a miracle take place.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
And we're going to save this ship. SOS is going out to save our ship, and it's God. And I'm have my faith just charged today, having men of God around me to encourage me. Amen.
Amen.
We just praise God for it. We praise God for it. Well, we've got a song, and Dylan McAllister, "Cover Me." Is that the name? Is that the name of the song? I thought I had it written down here. And so he's going to sing for us why we pledge and why we just sow our seed.
Yes, hear from God.
I want you to go to your phone right now as our special musical guest, Dylan McAllister, sings for you.
Yes.
Please keep calling 1-888-988-1588. The number is toll free, and I want everyone to give today. We're nearing the end of the first part of this emergency that if we don't make it, they will take the network off the air totally. And they've told us that, and I'm always been told never tell the bad stuff, you know. So I've tried that. And you know what? It doesn't work.
Right.
Bible says you have not because you ask not.
Amen.
So you have to ask in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we're asking, we're believing God. And in these last days, we must stand together. Amen, Brother Tan?
Yeah, because you know what reminds me of was when Jesus told Peter to go get him the fish to pay for the tax money.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, now you've got to open the mouth of that fish. Now, the money was already in that fish, but there was an opening of that mouth to get that money out. And that's what this telephone is like.
Wow.
You know, when Pastor Joe was talking about seed.
Right.
And how God gives seed to the sower. I've noticed many times that God, in his faithfulness, has already given seed to the sower. And it's not so much saying, look, I don't have anything to give. God, you got to give me something. Mm-hmm. And maybe an if and when you do. Mm-hmm. Sometime, somewhere in the sweet by and by, I'll give some. No, God's already given in his faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
There is something in your hand. There is something in your house now.
Right.
That if you will be faithful with, will bring all kinds of multiplication. Because if you're not faithful with what you've already got, why bother asking for anything else?
You know, there's many people that have
That's such
so close to $1 million in the bank account.
Easy.
And so, and others got millions in the bank accounts.
Yeah.
And that money's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And
or lose value.
Well, they hired. Even,
yeah.
How many IRS agents did they hire?
87,000.
87,000?
Armed.
Wow.
Armed.
Why are they armed?
Wow.
Do you understand what that means? Raise your hand if you understand that. Most Americans, I don't know if they really understand it or not. What do you think, Pastor Joe?
I think they're coming for the people, and it's a change of our environment. And the truth is, we know what the Bible says, and we know what's coming around the corner. Mm-hmm. We're living in the last days.
Yeah, we are.
And we need to open our eyes and realize that we have an enemy, and it's not God, it's the devil, and he's literally trying to take everything he can. And to steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, that's why we need to stand up and we need to stand together.
Yes.
And the more we stand together, the stronger we are.
That's right.
And the more that's powerful we are. This network says things on the network that nobody else is saying.
You're right.
We have the voice of the prophet. That voice of the prophet is coming straight from God. And it's talking to the nations and telling people things that they want to know and what they need to hear right now in time. And there's nobody else doing that. Not like we are. I mean, the truth is, all those guys on there that you're seeing on the scrolling down there, mm-hmm. every one of them have a word for this nation for this day and time. It's the end time. You said it yourself, Brother James, that the latter will be greater.
Yes. Right.
I believe it. And, you know, I also believe that, you know, sometimes when you think of the mountain that needs to be climbed, whether mm-hmm. it's 400,000 yeah. today or sometimes mm-hmm. it might seem great, but I feel like the Lord's saying, if we just do what he says,
yeah. wow.
the need will be met.
Amen.
Because the coin's so in the fish's mouth.
The coin's in the yeah. fish's mouth.
And as the saints of God, that's you right. may feel like your $5, $10, $20
oh.
might not matter. I'm
oh.
telling
oh.
you,
oh. Oh.
We, yeah. the yeah. need yeah. will be met if yeah. we listen.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
And to some it's 1,000, yeah. some it's 5, some it's 20. But it's about obeying God. Oh, so yes. I just want to encourage, yeah. as we also have obey that's God right. on what your partnership can be, because it listening to him will fill the need, I yes. believe.
The greatest sacrifice,
that's true,
the
true.
Greatest sacrifice you present to God is not a dollar amount, but obedience.
It's all about obedience.
It's what it comes
it?
Down
obeying
to.
God.
Now really that obedience will produce a dollar amount. It will yep. lead to some sort of something, some sort yep. of service, some sort of giving, some sort of partnership. But it starts with obedience.
It really
can
does.
I, can I throw something in there? You know, what God's been talking to me about is honor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, we don't hear a lot of real popular message on the honor on the tithe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I tell you this, if people would tithe and honor God, God will honor them.
Yes.
That's right.
And the yeah. thing is, there's another part of that honor where you are a gift to the ministry.
Yeah.
Pastor Jim,
yes.
and the pastors yes. of the church are a gift from God. The Bible says God gives gift to the church, mm-hmm. and that gift, if it's your pastor and you don't yeah. honor your pastor,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, and I mean honor as in respect, but if you don't mm-hmm. respect him, then God can't respect you. God mm-hmm. will not honor you. There's something about honor. When you honor a man of God, God will honor you. We give you honor because of where you're at. I'm telling yes. you what, you are the pioneer.
Yes,
you're the pastor of pastors, the apostle of the apostles, the prophet to the prophets. You're the evangelist to this world. I mean, I'm telling you, you got all fivefold ministry yeah. tied up together,
in,
Pastor.
In fact, just as Pastor Joe was saying this, it leaped up on the inside of me mm-hmm. how there are people in ministry today that have come as a result of all that you've done in the past.
Oh, yes.
Whether
mm-hmm.
it be
yes,
through
yes.
TV or anything else that you've mm-hmm. done. There are people today who in ministry, who pastor right. churches, who pioneer and do
it's
all
true.
That they do. And this is a time to allow for that double honor that Galatians
yes,
6 talks
yes,
about.
Yes, yes.
That double honor, again, not just to honor a man, even though we should, mm-hmm. but we're really honoring the anointing.
The anointing yeah. of God.
And we're honoring
the
what
gift.
God has done.
Yeah.
And
gift.
When you go back and honor, say, Father, here's where you marked me. Here's mm-hmm. where you called me. Here's
right.
where you empowered
yes.
me.
Yes.
Here's where
yes.
you anointed.
Yes.
And in mm-hmm. doing that out of thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I give.
Yes.
Something releases yes. you.
It's yes. true.
Something is released in you mm-hmm. so that all that God intends for that anointing on you can come to pass. And,
yes.
I'm speaking to pastors and ministers
yes.
and
yes.
business
yes.
people even
yes.
now.
Yes.
Singers.
That ministers have started.
Yeah.
Businesses
mm-hmm.
have started.
Mm-hmm.
Churches
mm-hmm.
have started.
Mm-hmm.
Ministries have gone all around the world. It started from a seed here. It started from an anointing here.
It's so true.
And this is a double anointing, a double honor offering.
You know, one time I have to say this because I keep hearing it and I just keep my mouth shut. But you know, Mondo, Jim and I were at the inauguration of President Trump, you know, in 2016, 17. So we were 16. Yeah. We were at a breakfast. Rabbi Kahn was speaking. All these big speakers were speaking. Don and Mary Colbert were with us. Remember, it was the five of us. And we're sitting at this banquet. I don't know how many people were in that. Thousands of people were in this banquet room. And we're sitting we're at a round table, and we're sitting next to some other pastors, preachers. And the man sitting next to me leaned over. He said, "Miss Baker, look around this room. I'm talking thousands and thousands of people." Yeah. And I said, "Yes." He goes, "Every single one of these Christian leaders is in ministry as a result of your husband who is sitting next to you."
Amen.
I went, "Wow, that's heavy." So I just heard you say it again. I've heard you say it. I've heard a lot of people sit here and say it. Week after week after week.
Miss Lori, I have to jump in with this.
Pardon it was me. Amazing.
I have to jump in with this. You know, I'm called to be a father. Mm-hmm. A father to ministers and a father to pastors. And there are many who look to me. But the Lord told me one time. The Lord told me apostolically I'm called.
Yes.
Just like you are. But the Lord told me one time that I could not be, the only way to be a good father was to be a good son first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the way I was a good son was to go back to my fathers and honor them and serve them. Mm-hmm. If half the ministries that were started from all that Jim Baker has done would just come forward today and do something today, you'd be funded for the next 20 years.
I agree.
You'd be, for the next 20 years, you'd be taken care of. I mean, it's just half of them.
I do too.
You'd be probably 20 years, you'd be taken care of for good. You wouldn't have to ever.
You didn't have to say yes, but you did.
But you did.
And the fact that you said yes, God aligns everything else to go with
that. Well, we can't prove it anymore because my videos on my shows are underground, locked away in a jail. They put my ministry, thousands of tapes are underground in vaults, and I'm not allowed to have them. And I'd love to play them because I heard CC Winans last week.
Oh my!
CC Winans and BB started on our show. Wow. CC, we loved her, and you know, she was just a teenager when she started on our show. And so many people that have gone to be with the Lord now started on. If I had all my brain together, I could name a lot of them, but people that, you know, very, very well known people.
Absolutely.
They started on those shows over the years. In fact, in the early years, they gave me the Dove Award for the number one gospel music show. And I was a preacher. But they gave it because I had so many singers and musicians and all. And I believe that God is going to do it again.
Amen.
I believe that we're going to have music up on this mountain. Yes. I believe my dream is actually, I hope we get enough people living here that everybody can play instruments and we can have the biggest biggest orchestra.
Yeah.
The gray-haired orchestra. Wouldn't that be the Bible?
The gray-haired
orchestra. That would be honoring God.
The greatest thing that has come out of you saying yes is the millions of people that have accepted Jesus Christ watching Christian television. I can't tell you how many times I have met people personally that have come up to you all in 24 years of being with you, traveling with you, person after person after person from all over the world. There's a man that is one of the co-founders of the National Hispanic Conference Leaders in America. Over 40,000 churches was saved watching you in Chicago. Today, this man is leading a movement of Hispanics in America and all over the world. I want to tell you something. Your seed goes beyond having people singing. It goes into heaven, people getting saved,
eternal,
and people turning their lives around, restoration. And then for you to do it again, Tammy Sue have said it before, To do it once is amazing, but to do it again is even greater. To let you know that what the devil meant for evil, God meant it for good.
Hallelujah.
This is all about soul winning. It's all about soul winning. And I want to tell you something. Your seed today, by the way, you need to call right now.
Yes.
Write the number down, 1-888. We're blessing you with stories and building your faith, God willing. But you need to write the number down, 1-888-988-1588. And make a commitment today. You have been watching Pastor Jim. You talk about a friendship that you've had with your friend Jim for over 50 years. He has blessed you. He's coming to your home. You stood with him through the, you know, thick and thin. You know what? Today is more than ever that it means more. And placing your donation today, you too, I believe that you too will be honoring heaven. Every time you sow a seed, we win the souls. We report back to you in everything that we're doing. You're part of that legacy.
Amen.
And here we're sitting amongst you. I'm amazed that God chose us.
Yeah, me too.
Right. I'm a kid from East LA that the world said, lock him up, throw the key away. Right. And I'm a representation that God can do it for you as well.
Yes.
That's
family.
All it is. We're a testament that when he said yes, he said yes for me. He said yes for you.
Right.
I mean, I look at Tammy Sue, and it baffles me that she's sitting here today because you gave that seed years ago, and you never gave up.
Right.
You never gave up on Christian television.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something. Some of the most famous people today watch this program today that don't understand church. They don't understand the gospel, but they do understand that if a man like Jim Baker can do it again, then maybe God has a plan for their
life. That's right. So everybody has the opportunity right now, Mondo,
absolutely,
to give this legacy, what we call the legacy offering. Help us with any donation. If you can do $1,000, that would be awesome. Then do it. But whatever you have to give, whatever's in your hand, we watch it happen all the time in our own lives, whatever we have in our hand. I mean, God really does multiply. He's into that. I mean, he loves to multiply.
Yes, yes.
You know, my pastor, Tommy Barnett, always tells you, he has a book out on it. The miracle is in the house.
Yes.
You know, it's in your house somewhere. Yeah. There is a miracle in the house. And it multiplies. It's amazing.
Remember when we were building this place, this building right here in Omaha, and it looked like we just hit a bump, as we always do. I mean, you just can count on it. You're going to hit some bumps, you know. Trial of your faith is more precious than gold, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pledged a large amount and actually made out a check to Philip Cameron's for the home.
Oh, yes. I remember
Moldova.
That day. Yes.
And
it
was crazy.
The ministry, we didn't have the money.
But just did it anyway. You know,
voice of God.
Yeah.
And
obedience.
And Philip was down the road.
He had just left.
And I called him. I said, I'm just sending you a check for ta-da. And he was just shouting, you know. And within
minutes,
God supplied the need.
Amen.
A partner. How he did it was a partner called in and said, I'm giving the X amount of money.
Yeah.
And it supplied the need that we had pledged to Philip to help for the orphans in Moldova.
When you sow, and you reap.
Yeah. It was amazing. Yes. I mean, we can help build your faith on so many levels just by sharing all the stories that God has done.
It's very hard for me to come back on TV with a telethon because I've seen it misused. I've just seen fundraising misused.
One of your friends from Chicago sent us a little deal yesterday. Is Owen Carr.
I love Owen.
Brother Pastor Owen Carr.
Oh, we love
him. He mentioned Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He is 99.
He's 99.
He's going to be 100 this year.
Oh!
And he wants to come and see you.
Come for his 100th birthday.
He needs to, but he wants to come see you. But honestly, you had a part in his ministry, his television ministry in Chicago.
It's true.
And he sent a little thing on there on a deal with a phone.
You know, the Bible says the obedience of one, many would be made righteous.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm just thinking of your obedience. So many of us have been
made
righteous.
Well,
we helped build Chicago Christian TV back then. I'm surprised he's watching.
Wow. Oh, he is. He's watching us now.
Yeah.
And he is just a blessed,
right.
And you know,
blessed
he acts like he's 30 or 40.
100 years old.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this guy gets around like amazing.
So you have the opportunity today on so many ways that you can give to this legacy offering to help the voice of the prophet stay on the air. And there's other ways that they can give. Would you guys like to share?
Absolutely. I'm here with Ricky today, and I know what you think about Christian media and Christian television. And it's a miracle that he's back, and we're so grateful and thankful to God that he is. And if you want to pour into Christian media, into Christian television, into the network, you can do that right now by calling that number on your screen, 1-888-988-1588. You can do it $30 a month, $50 a month, or $100 a month. When you pledge that donation today, you're going to get a free cup, a mug, a PTL network, just to, for us to say thank you to you for pouring into this ministry. We need your help now more than ever, so I hope you'll call that number on your screen.
Ricky, I know our time's gone. You don't know what you're building because I haven't named it yet, but you know what you're building, but I don't know what to call it because it's new. I built satellites. First one of the first ones in the world to have Christian television.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But you're building lifeboats, I'm going to call them, for Christian television. Ricky, he can fix anything, really. His mother thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But he can use tools and things, but he knows electronics. And he's come to work with me. And I'm so thankful. He finally left the Army.
But thank
graduated.
You for your service. But thank you for your service, Ricky, but we need you here.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he's going to head the division for social media, for what do you call that, Lori, that you watch?
Yeah, digital media in general. We will be the forefront again. The PTL has always been the gold standard, and we will once again become the gold standard. Like you said, we're building lifeboats, but not only lifeboats, we're building new, huge, modern ships that not only we can be in, but also other prophets can join us.
I want to say, if you go off the air, my challenge to my son, Ricky, and to you, as you support us, we're building new technology that they can't take us on.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Come on.
That the crisis we're in right now can't happen in the future. Yeah.
That's right.
But we have to do it now because this ministry costs millions of dollars a year to support. We need you to stand with it.
Yes.
For the miracle. Join with us for the next level of what God is going to do.
Hallelujah.
Call me right now, please. 1-888-988-1588 and make that gift. And let's go over the top. Amen?
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
My guests for being with us. What a great group of people. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.